mentioned last week that June 29th to July 7th marked the license-free family fishing opportunity here in Ontario. And for those of you who have often wondered, well, who's behind all this? How do we get this thing going? Well, we got him on the line right now. His name is Mike Melnick. He is the managing director for the Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation. And this is National Fishing Week. So who better to bring on to talk to us than Mike? Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Ange. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. What do you think of that carp thing, buddy?
You know, it's funny. I've been listening to it for the past number of minutes, and it reminds me of a gentleman I met here. We're based in Peterborough, and I used to do a local radio show, morning show. We had a couple of guys from England on the air to talk about why they were in Peterborough. They were here for 2 weeks to fish for carp, and they said
exactly.
It was less expensive to fly to Toronto and travel to Peterborough and stay here for 2 weeks than it was to try to fish for carp in Great Britain, which I found bizarre.
Oh, we're it's true.
We're so blessed.
We go there every year to do carp shows, carp events, consumer carp shows. And so I get a chance to talk to a lot of the locals there. And for them to spend anywhere from, in our currency, anywhere from $8,000 to $12,000 a year to join, because you have to, there's nothing that is free in terms of fishing over there. Everything,
right.
You pay for everything. And carp being at the top of the ladder, is the most expensive. So for memberships to these clubs that have access to some of these carp waters, you know, $8,000 to $10,000, $12,000 a year is normal.
Crazy. So, just crazy.
I know. But, we can't even get our head around that.
No, we can't. Anyways, I mean, we're so blessed here in this country.
And that's why it's kind of cool when we talk about things like a Canadian Sport Fishing Foundation and its role it plays in this whole big National Fishing Week that's going on right now. Tell us about that.
Well, National Fishing Week was actually started by a mutual friend of ours who is no longer with us, Rick Amsbury, many years ago. And his vision was to get kids on the water to go fishing. And this is like almost 20 years ago when electronics were just starting to take over our lives. And he saw a problem with that. I remember he said to me, one day it's going to be tough to get kids away from screens. And how prophetic was that?
No kidding.
And that was the impetus, really, was to get kids away from television or computers or now iPhones and go fishing, just to experience the great outdoors. His theory was the more people we turn on to the great outdoors, the more stewards we have of the great outdoors down the road. And I think he was absolutely right about that. So he started National Fishing Week. We are still carrying it on today.
Now, is there one part of the country or one province that seems to be leading that march and promoting sport fishing more than anybody else?
Well, from my perspective, I would say it's Ontario and Alberta. Alberta, especially the government of Alberta, is really behind promoting fishing, which is so refreshing to see. Yeah. And here in Ontario, the Ministry of Natural Resources does a great job. Ontario is the only province or territory that has a week-long license-free period, which is coinciding with National Fishing Week, so it's on until this Sunday. Plus, there are other weekends throughout the year that are license-free. So I'd say those two provinces are definitely leading the way.
And you know, it's funny, because in my opinion, it usually, you know, ends up being a person that's put in charge at that particular point in time on the timeline that makes a difference between people realizing that fishing is a great experience, a great opportunity for us all. And then when you have and I'm talking about a minister now, and then when you have a minister that is not connected to that portfolio, being the outdoors, doesn't seem to be a lot going on. But with John Jakubowski in charge right now at M&R, it's just fantastic news for all of us in the outdoors for sure.
Well, I saw him at the Toronto Sportsman Show. He's certainly passionate about fishing, and he comes from a rural community, so that's nice to see.
Tell us about Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation, will you?
Sure. There are two organizations, actually, that are sister or brother organizations, the CNSF, which is the Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation, and the Canadian Sport Fishing Industry Association. So that's made up of key players like Canadian Tire, Shimano, and Pure Fishing, all of the major manufacturers and retailers that are in the fishing industry. And, you know, obviously it makes sense to promote recreational fishing from a selfish perspective for their business models, but also they believe in looking after the resource. And as I mentioned earlier, as we get more people involved in fishing, more people are taking care of the resource, and that's really important as we move forward.
Can the population at large, can the angling community get involved and get more support for the association?
Oh, my gosh. I wish. I hope. It would be awfully amazing to have, you know, more people taking others fishing. I think that's really how people get introduced to fishing. Yeah. We can do as much media stuff as we can, with public service announcements and videos and social media. But really, you know, Angelo, the way you convert people, whether it's fishing or hunting or any activity, is through a buddy or a parent or a sibling, a caretaker taking somebody fishing. And yeah, I'd love to see that happening more and more. And I think it is happening.
Folks can get involved by going to catchfishing.com, a great site that the Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation hosts. It's catchfishing.com if you want to learn more. And maybe pick their brains, see what you can do in your circle of friends and maybe in your neighborhood, your community, to get more folks out fishing. Mike, I've got to move on. I thank you for joining us, my friend.
Angelo, I really appreciate this. You're a gentleman, and I thank you for the time. This is great.
Mike Melnick, a managing director, Canadian National Sport Fishing Foundation. More journal after this, don't you dare go away.